And good morning, welcome to In Focus on this Friday morning in the Little Apple. Brady Bowman with you, and we got a great show for you on this Friday to close out the week.
It's your favorite.
It's my favorite show. This is my favorite In Focus. No question. Especially today, my favorite In Focus. We'll have Brad Schoen in a little bit later, but right now we have Manhattan legend C. Clyde Jones in studio with us. C. Clyde, so glad to see you. Also, Beverly Olson, the executive director of Shepherd's Crossing. Good morning to you both.
Well, good morning to you, Brady, and thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Always glad to have you. And this is, as you try to get in here about every February and talk about Shepherd's Crossing, and I guess just explain the reason you're here this morning.
Well, I was checking with Kathy Dawes not too long ago, and she said that her first appearance here was 2006. So we've been coming every year since that time in February to celebrate Sharing with the Shepherd Month.
And what does that mean, Sharing with the Shepherd?
Well, we started in 2001 and had a very small operation at that time. In fact, we opened our doors in 2001 with $5,000, and we had 13 churches involved with us. We began to grow, and we saw the opportunity, really, to extend the donation base that we were using at that time, mostly from churches, to businesses. And in 2003, two of our very ambitious board members, Atina Hanna and Shirley Bramhall, recommended that we go out into the community and ask florists, jewelers, and restaurants to donate a part of their proceeds on Valentine's Day for Sharing with the Shepherd. And from that start, we really expanded it later into all businesses. And this year, we've had 12 businesses that joined Sharing with the Shepherd. So it's a major part of our fundraising.
And Shepherd's Crossing does so much. And again, we have, still getting this cough, trying to get that out of my system. Still here with the executive director of Shepherd's Crossing, Beverly Olson. And Beverly, if you just want to kind of give an overview of Shepherd's Crossing and what it's about and remind some folks.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the story began when, like Clyde said, that there were some folks that we thought we could help with more money if we had more participation. So it also was a big starting project for the churches because they wanted to relieve some of the responsibility off of their staff. And so they designed Shepherd's Crossing so folks could go to one place. There would be good record keeping, and then the churches wouldn't have to spend time doing the application work and verifying things. So we actually assist folks in Riley County, Manhattan, and St. George with rent, utilities, or prescriptions. And that actually last month in January, we paid out over $20,000 just for those three types of situations. And to think that there's more than 100 families who were kept from being evicted or kept their power on during this cold time is really a blessing to us that we can do that.
And I'm sure, especially during this time of year and when we've had the type of week, it's been a cold week. It's been a lot of bad weather and cold weather. I'm sure it's just even more on folks' minds. And that's a good part of programs like this. It reminds us of those folks who are not in need and are going through hard times like that.
Yeah, Brady, a lot of people think Manhattan is a terribly profitable and prosperous community, and it really is. If you eliminate students from the census, our median family income in Manhattan is one of the best in the state, which is surprising to a lot of people because we talk about Riley County having the highest poverty rate in the state. But when you eliminate students and military people living in the community from the census, then our community is prosperous. But I've estimated there are at least 5,000 households in Riley County that are living at or below the poverty line. And those people are the ones that we want to reach out to and help.
And C. Clyde, you've been a part of this effort for a long time. What keeps you going year in, year out to keep helping out and really kind of be a spokesman in a way for this organization?
Well, it opened its doors in April of 2001, and I became a part of it in September of 2001. So I've been there almost the whole time. And my satisfaction of knowing that we're helping people really is the reward I get from it. And it's my passion. I still work for them. I put in 10, 20 hours a week on fundraising for them. and just enjoy it so much. And it warms my heart to be able to see these people being helped.
Brady Bowman here with C. Clyde Jones, who you just heard speaking, and Beverly Olson, the executive director of Shepherd's Crossing, talking about the, what is the name of the month again? Sharing with the Shepherd Month. That's right. I knew it was February. I was at least, it's been a long week, guys. It's been a long one. Looking, you talked about the assistance and the assistance that is given out. What is required for this assistance?
Really, they just have to show a need. But I think one of the benefits to our program is that when they designed it, they wanted to help folks not just with this one emergency financial situation, but to help them further. So everyone who requests assistance, we actually conduct a budget session with them. So we go through their income, their expenses, and try to find some ways that they might change some things so that they would not fall into these crisis moments again. So that to me is one of the big blessings of what Shepherd's Crossing does, not only pay the bill, but also to help folks so they may not be in a, have their house taken from them or not have their power bills paid for. So that to me is the great part of it.
You mentioned that helping out with a lot of rent and gas bills or mm-hmm. utility bills and those sort of things, but see also prescription medications, and I'm mm-hmm. sure every year, I'm sure that's the even more of a need every year as those costs usually increase.
It sure is. A lot of people have to make a choice between having their food or rent paid or buying prescription meds, and sometimes they go without the meds.
Mm-hmm. And exactly. That's tough. That's life or death situations sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've been blessed in this community to have a couple of pharmacies who have actually pretty much donated the cost of their prescriptions, but they really just reduced the cost. If we're going to pay for it, they cut the price down. So we really appreciate that. And I will say their names online, Barry's Drug Center, Kellstrom's has helped, Dunn's has helped, and Paul's also. So we appreciate them.
And I also see you do offer clothing vouchers as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have quite a few secondhand stores here in Manhattan, the Encore Shop and the Budget Shop, and, of course, Salvation Army. And they allow us to give a voucher to any of our folks, as long as they're residents of our community, so they can go to those shops and actually not have to pay for it. So we appreciate them, too.
Brady Bowman here with C. Clyde Jones and Beverly Olson, executive director of Shepherd's Crossing. And before we go to our first break and get RCPD Director Brad Schoen here in the studio, if people are wanting to help or know of folks who need assistance or maybe somebody that needs assistance, how do they get in contact and get that help?
Absolutely. If they'd like to call, they can call 776-1470, and we're there 5 days a week, so we're happy to talk with them on the phone. Or if they'd like to come in, our doors are open on Tuesdays from 10 until 2, and then Thursdays from 2 till 5:30. And we're happy to talk with them and give them resources in the community also.
It's another great program. We had Very Godmothers in yesterday mm-hmm. and talked about the help mm-hmm. that they have with all the negative headlines that you can see, mm-hmm. the national headlines, state headlines, whatever it may be. It's always good to know there's a lot of goodwill in this mm-hmm. community. And C. Clyde, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I want to remind people that we have a second fundraising effort in October. In fact, October 27th will be the 7th annual C. Clyde Run. And we invite you all to come out and enjoy yourself and get some good exercise.
I might check that out, actually. Maybe participate. Dave, did you have something?
Yeah, I did want to have one other comment, and I want to make sure that that we do talk about this, is that coming up on April 20th is Grow Green Match Day, where that's an important day for not just Shepherd's Crossing, but for a lot of other organizations. And Shepherd's Crossing has done well on Grow Green Match Day.
We have. We've been the leading fundraiser and the leading number of donors for the last 3 years, and Grow Green has increased our endowment accounts from around $60,000 up to over $200,000, especially through the matching program that Phil Howe provides. So it's an amazing thing, and I think it's happening on April 22nd this year.
April 20th.
April 20th.
If I believe right, yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
I'll double check on that, but I believe that, yeah, it's in April. We'll hear more from Vern.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure.
We will. Thanks so much for coming in. Manhattan legend C. Clyde Jones and Beverly Olsen, executive director of Shepherd's Crossing. We'll have Brad Schoen in the studio after he breaks.